Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Here we go. So, what's up, man?
You dumb bitch. Let's keep moving. It is time for your morning dump part two.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I didn't say it weird that time. As always, your morning dump part two brought to you by Pump.
That?
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, bad news. There may be a fireworks shortage for 4th of July this year. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, geez.
Is that because everybody's buying them?
I think it's a mixture of things. I think it's because everything got shut down last year, so maybe the supply and demand wasn't there. And now that things are opening up, people are buying them more, or they stockpiled. Mm-hmm. And yet, for example, there's this one place in Minnesota. They say their stock is down about 30%, and they're still waiting on shipments from China. So if you plan on blowing some stuff up, I hope you got some reserves, man. I hope you do.
You know, I'm going to put something out there. I'm going to be on the opposite side I think most of you are on. So last year, fireworks were prevalent. Obviously, there were no fireworks shows, so everybody bought them and were shooting them off. Well, people were shooting them off weeks afterwards, too.
Yeah.
2 weeks after 4th of July, that's what you heard. You know, it pissed a lot of people off. Every time I heard that, I'm like, you know what? Nice.
Yeah.
Somebody out there is having a good time.
Yeah.
It's just, to me, that explosion noise, I'm like, yeah, it makes me know that somebody out there has a smile on their face and they're having a good time. So next time you sit there and 10:30 at night and you hear, I'm trying to go to bed, instead of bitching, just be happy for that person.
Yeah, be like, hey, they're probably celebrating something. Or maybe they were digging through their garage and they found one and they're like, yes!
Yeah, man.
Yeah, if I've ever met someone that didn't like fireworks, I think I cut them out of my life because I don't need that kind of negativity. If you can't appreciate explosive powder wedged into a cardboard tube that launches itself into the air and explodes, what else do you need in life?
You know, you're basically explaining every woman out there, right?
God, it's ridiculous. You know what? That's right.
Women, I don't think women get fireworks too much, especially if you buy them.
They've been ruining 4th of July since 1776, for God's sakes.
You spent how much?
Martha Washington was sitting there getting angry at George Washington because he was celebrating the independence of our country. Like,
come
okay,
on, babe, really, it was buy two, get three. You know, I had to spend $500.
You're losing money if you don't get in on the deals, man. So anyway,
right,
let's go drink some beers and blow some stuff up in honor of our great country, okay?
Love it.
Lastly, well, this actually kind of goes hand in hand with fireworks. Do you want to live to 150? Well, don't light fireworks off with Hunter and I while we've been drinking. That's one way. Researchers actually think it's possible.
Matt Malone will tell you that.
Yeah, he will. He almost took him up. Scientists in Singapore developed an iPhone app that uses artificial intelligence to estimate biological aging, and they think that you can live up to 150. You do have to be healthy, though. I mean, that's the thing. You can't be smoking and drinking and eating red meat, you know, all the good stuff. So,
damn.
I don't know.
You can't be having any fun.
Look,
huh?
I'm all for living that long, but it's got to be the quality of life. Like, I don't want to be 150, like,
just struggling. Yeah, you get to like 120.
Yeah.
Like, you just have that permanent whiskey face.
If I'm still kind of active at like 130, that sounds pretty sweet. You know, if like 130 becomes the new 60 or 70, like, okay, that doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, but sign me up. You know, if I can throw the football around with, you know, with some kids at 125, you know, sign me up.
You know, I got bionic hips and, you know, new eyes and a fresh liver. Yeah, I'll live to 150, but right now it sounds like, he just killed me now.
I don't know, though, dude. The way society's looking, the way things are going recently.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want
150 in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Man, this sucks.
Yeah, dude. Sign up for this. I thought it was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Fun.
Where are all the sex bots I was promised? Anyway. So there you go. You got fireworks and living to 150. That is your morning dump part two. We'll be back with more.